they wanted to keep going. Wait, hey! What are we doing now? Making me look bad in front of my guests. You know, the best part is we're just jamming out and he can't hear anything.
So no, it's just chilling. Just chilling. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty Podcast. I am your host, Molly Stewart, and today I am joined by Tommy Sorrell.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
We've been talking about setting this up for a while now, so I'm very excited.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And even just talking about adult toys in general, and I know you're a fan, so... Oh. Obviously, yes.
Oh my gosh. So y'all remember a few weeks ago, I did a little unboxing for Peep Show Toys, courtesy of Tawny. So she sent a little package and they sent it over. And y'all, well, by the time this comes out, see, St. Patrick's Day, it might not be out quite yet, but a video with this toy will be coming very, very soon to an OnlyFans of mine near you. And I loved just how cute they were. And
I feel like that one's so deceiving because it looks so adorable.
It's a little toy, like a ducky from the tub.
Yeah, but it packs a punch. I mean, it's incredible for how like petite and cute and discreet it is.
It's amazing. Like when I just opened it on the podcast and I started playing with it, I was like, oh my God, like I had a visceral reaction. But sometimes I feel like it's different with your finger, you know, but when you put that sucker on your clit.
Oh yeah. It's game over. It's game over.
Wait. Oh, we're having a right air. Pause. David.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here, I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one inappropriate joke at a time. I talk safe sex, mental health, industry secrets, and all the stories that made my therapist cry. Got a confession, a question, a wild tale? Send it to twndpodcast@gmail.com or 702-900-6446 for your voicemails. Subscribe, share, and leave a rating because nothing turns me on like a little validation. And as always, thanks for coming this week.
All right, so I don't know if that audio will be here. We'll see. I guess we're going to learn today. If not, David can just pull a little bit from the cameras, but my goodness. So anyway, jumping back into sex toys.
Yeah.
Using this on your clit though?
Oh my God. Yes.
I was shook.
I know.
And that was only setting one.
I really thought it was just novelty when I saw them. I really did. I was like, great for beginners, something cute, non-threatening, you know, not like some big phallic thing and stuff. But no, that's like a go-to.
That's like a Hitachi
toy.
Sucking your clit.
Yeah, like, amazing. Yeah, that one made it into one of my like, the box of.
Oh my God, it was crazy. And like, I remember even the Womanizer back in the day when that first came out was like, oh, wow. But I felt like it wasn't. It's nothing compared to that.
That's a beautiful thing to hear.
Yes, it was so good. No, I haven't been able to test the mushroom yet, but it's so cute that I just wanted to have it.
That one's really powerful too. It's got a good one. I like the curve on that one because it's like easier to move in between bodies and stuff. It's kind of a nice one to move with.
Yeah. It's very cute.
Oh, I know. I love it. And I think that a lot of the really cutesy toys tend to not really be body safe that I'm seeing. And so... Mm-hmm. It's so nice to see ones that, you know, like are going to work with those who have like sensitivities or, I mean, because for so long, I think TPE and PVC toys and stuff kind of reign supreme with those cute little toys, the gummy toys, you know, looking. And
they always have some weird texture to them because I've had people just send me stuff from Amazon and I'm like, y'all, please don't send me toys unless it's specifically on my wish list because I will have checked it out. I will have made sure that it's something that I'm comfortable putting in my body.
Yeah.
Because I had this one toy show up once and it was like this pink dildo, like the color of that little chair right there. And everything just stuck to it. It was this weird gummy. And I'm
was
like,
was it kind of draggy and sticky? And like,
and I'm
yeah.
like, if I put this inside of myself, is it going to like get stuck?
Yeah. It's why is this melting and discoloring and like, God. Or secreting? Like,
that's the worst. Or you like leave two of them in a box next to each other and all of a sudden they've become
it's
one
like Franken
weird
dildo. Yeah. And you just have to like exist with that. No, it's true. And when I first started performing, I found that, like a lot of people just didn't really know the difference between like porous and non-porous toys for that. Mm-hmm. And so they were just kind of grabbing those and using them until they get to the point where they were like
disintegrating.
You know,
And you have to think that if a toy is disintegrating from like the amount of use that you're putting into it and even just degrading over time, think about what that's leaving inside of you. And especially as someone who is like a content creator, we use I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say we probably use toys a little bit more than the general populace.
Right.
So
right.
if you are going to be creating content and constantly putting things inside of yourself for profit, then right. you need to make sure that you're taking care of yourself with those
exactly.
toys.
Exactly. Especially with like a non-porous toy that can't fully be cleaned. And then you're using it like one after oh. another. And you got to make sure it's like, you know, yeah.
It's just insane. And even with it's glass dildos, you have to be careful. Because if you just like buy something online and it's not necessarily... like
that borosilicate shatterproof.
Yeah, exactly. I've had time, like I hadn't even used it yet. Right.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Okay. Listen, I never have my phone on ever, but I wanted to make sure if you texted.
Oh yeah.
No, this is so unprofessional.
No, it's great. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But took it out of the package and I'm telling you, just kind of dropped it off my countertop. Yeah. Shattered. Like imagine if it has, I'm not saying that like my pussy has the grip of a giant that's
but
just going
like,
to shatter
that,
inside.
I could end that.
But
yeah.
Could, something could happen. Right. And you have to think if it's that unstable, then even like the thing with cleaning is like, right. how are you going to make sure that you are getting it clean, that it's not holding bacteria? Because even just like the normal bacteria that we have inside of ourselves, yeah. if it is porous and it's collecting that and you can't like get into the grooves that you can't see
exactly.
because they're microscopic, then it's holding all of that. It's turning it into different bacteria.
Right.
So even if it's your bacteria and you're putting it back inside of yourself right. after all this time has passed.
100%. Like, and I don't know if you experienced this, but like, you know, I've got a dog at home. And so it doesn't matter how many times I clean a toy. If
fuzzies.
I don't put it, yep, you're going to get the fuzzies. You're going to get the hairs. You're going to get all of that. So having something that's, you know, you can clean
yes.
is key.
You should like, just be able to pick up a silicone toy like this and go
exactly.
and blow it off and the hair
and
is
like,
gone.
It's beautiful. It's perfect. But not like, yeah.
Some of them eat them. They like oh, yeah. become the veins of the dildo yes. like your dog's
hair. It's a part
hair.
Of it now. This is how it is.
Oh, I like it this way. I like it textured. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, this is great. I'll just pull
oh,
all those off.
So good.
Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
No. Or like you get toys. And even I use the Selena.
Yes.
And I was wearing a little bit of lip color because yeah. I wanted to test because I do a lot of like dildo blowjobs
right,
like
right,
for
right.
POV stuff.
Yeah.
And it didn't stay. Like no. when I cleaned it, gone. If I use like red lipstick or any sort of tint on my lips, if I suck on a dildo, for the most part, it's yeah. like you have a ring around
always
forever.
Right.
It's like the dildo, I'm just its constant mistress. And it's going home like, no, this is nothing. This is just how
you can see how deep you went on it
yeah.
because of the like shades of lipstick.
Yes,
that go
exactly.
along it. Yeah.
And mine's
yeah.
all the way at the base, of course, like
oh,
a
yeah.
fucking champion.
Yeah. God bless you. Yeah. No, I hear you on that. Those ones are fine. They're so good. I love the realistic dildos.
Oh.
I love that Selena because it's like...
it's a piece of art.
Oh my
because
God.
Because even the coloring, even like the veinage on it, how
right.
like the texture and like not even like whatever the texture, but like the rays of the veins, but
yes.
also the coloring change around it to like... it's so realistic. It's not just like, oh, it's a fleshy-ish color.
Right. And like as someone who really enjoys watching porn while using toys and stuff, having like a really good realistic dildo take you on that adventure during
mm-hmm.
it is like key. And I've had so many that just you don't even see the veins. It's all super smooth or
yeah.
it's hard, real freaking hard. And it's like, what?
Don't even get
what is this supposed to be?
Listen,
yeah.
I love like fantasy dildos and like doing stuff because I do a lot of cosplay.
Yeah.
But I once had this toy and they have worked on all of their toys since then, but I believe
yeah.
it was Geeky Sex Toys back in the day, or maybe I'm speaking out of turn and it wasn't them, but there was a Hulk dildo. I know
yep.
that they have a new one now, but the old one was like a forearm made of rock.
Oh my
like
God.
There was no bend to it. There was no give. And I get this dildo. And of course fans are wanting me to make like content
like,
with it.
Oh God.
I had to use
yeah.
like a whole tube of Astroglide
yes.
just to get that thing, like that tip in. And I was
oh
like,
my
what
God.
Is going
You got to like prep yourself. You got to like mentally prepare
oh.
for like these hard dildos.
You do.
Stuff.
And you just
like,
have to make sure that you're enjoying it the whole time.
Right.
You're just like, what the fuck?
Seriously.
I had a Spider-Man once where it was like ribbed, you know, with the webbing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Not cool. It's like getting a pap smear, like scraping out the inside. Like it's just lined. Like the webbing is like also ridged for some reason.
I
it's
love scraping. This.
I'm like, what? Oh my God. Yes. It's
and so I think that's kind of the catch all with these fantasy toys is like, if you don't have enough squish for all of those cool textures that they add into mm-hmm. it and stuff, then it really not comfortable.
No,
not
it's fun. Not. And it's like, if something is too firm and has no give to it, then it's like everybody can take a different size, right. but you got to at least have some sort of give either way.
Exactly.
Because otherwise it's like, you know, I know this is probably really gross and I don't care, but I just have this fact in my head.
Yeah.
So it's like female ducks.
Okay.
Have a cork, their genitalia is a corkscrew inside of them, the right. opposite way of the corkscrew of the male genitalia okay. of a duck.
Yeah. So, oh, so that they can.
They don't.
Like...
No, but they don't. So oh. it's painful. Oh. Like every time oh. because literally they're not made to fit each other. It's crazy.
Like, this is not
and that's how I imagine the dildos. I'm like, how am I going to get this thing that is so immovable
right.
inside of me while also still like having a joy of pleasure across my face?
Sometimes you can hold a toy and you know that they had your body in mind
yes.
when that toy was made. Mm-hmm. Like they knew how to make something that was going to have that right level of good. Mm-hmm. And then you have some and you're like, have you ever... Ever.
Have you had sex?
Exactly. Do you know where, like, the, how the human body's set up? Like, I don't know how that's God. Supposed to work and stuff. Yeah. No, it's so true.
That's crazy. And I know the suction cup worked really well on it, too, which is cool because a lot of times suction cup toys don't suction for maybe more than like one use,
right?
And then all of a sudden it's like pulled the other way and it's not going to stick to anything.
Well,
you can have like
thicker too and yeah. you want to be able to have like that tighter experience with it, just pop off.
You could just have like a freshly clean window and it's oh, just yeah. like just falls off. I'm like, I know.
Especially if you're making content or something,
you're throwing it back. Yes. Like it has to stay.
You're like, oh great, I gotta edit this now. No, those Selenas, I mean, you can like pick up furniture with those. It's insane.
Yeah.
We were like taking them to the little side tables and stuff at the house, like
that.
Testing it out, like, all right, if you can't move that across the room with it, then there's no way.
That's why I was a little concerned about, because listen, I stalked your social media a little bit and I saw your dildicorn.
Yes.
And I have a story about that because I used to do that on cam
yeah.
a lot, like yeah. just for fun. But one time I was drinking a little bit, left it on way too long. And then by the time I remembered, oh, I should probably take this off, it was like stuck.
Oh no. Did you get like a bruise on?
Girl, I'm talking the perfect circular bruise. It looked like that little painting up there.
Oh no.
Like it was purple. Like I couldn't cover it with
like
concealer or makeup yeah. or anything. It's like why I have bangs now.
It's so funny that you said that though, because as I was messing around with that, the gal I was camming with was going, don't do it. Don't do it. She goes, you're going to bruise yourself. She's like, it's a thing. It's happened. Yeah. But yeah, so it's real.
I was just having fun with it. I was getting into it. Yeah. I was dancing.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
making it do its thing. Yeah. And oh my God. So it lasted for like a week and a half. And I was tempted with the Selena to just be like,
But you're like, let's see what you can do. Can you make that? Yeah, that same mark.
Oh, that's crazy. How did you start like working with Peep Show Toys? Because like I wasn't sure at first, because I know we've interacted a little bit here and there, but you also make content. So.
Yes. So actually it's a really awesome story. So when I was a cam performer for many, many years, and I had a very porous bunch of toys that
Lovely.
I used, which, as you know, very great and super safe. And after a while, I really realized like what those were doing to my body and what was happening and how many people just really didn't understand that like what we were being given by the sites or what was being sent out just was really bad for you.
Yeah.
And so I had started reaching out to companies asking to review like their products, and I couldn't mm-hmm. afford any at the time or anything like that. And everyone turned me down. Nobody would work with me. And so then I reached out to Peep Show Toys. I was like, give me a chance. Like, come
I
on.
Can do this.
Yes. I can do it. No problem. Sent me over some toys. And then it just took off from there. The obsession for them and stuff. So I have just like worked alongside Peep Show doing reviews and like model outreach and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
For the last 7 years or so. And this company means so much to me.
Yeah.
Like it is so, I think, rare to find a company that just cares for everyone that's involved, that cares about bodies and is willing to go into that like extra effort to make sure that everything they sell is body safe and that nothing's even got, you know, anything that could mess with anybody in it.
Yeah, because you have to be so careful, because especially like as a younger performer, and I didn't really know much. I was just kind of like, here, I do content now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And they have no idea. And I remember, like, once I started learning about how, like, the safety of the toy is important and the body safe and, like, the non-porous and learning all that, like, just changing and making the investment in higher quality toys instead of being like, well, it's $10. Like, and listen, also, if you're a creator, it's an investment. Not only in, like, your physical health, but for tax purposes, as long as you make a bunch of videos with them. So it's worth it.
Yes.
Not only for yourself, but for your taxes. So, I mean, it's, you know, true. You should invest. Because I used to get, like, irritation and stuff.
Yes.
And I just thought, like, oh, like, my pussy is really tight.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And I mean, it is.
Yeah.
But they were also, but, like, the toys were fucking with it and not in a good way. So it's like, and I'd get these, like, things like, oh, like, what's going on?
Like, why is there this, like, slight burning discomfort with this lube or with this lever or,
now? I don't have that.
No.
I don't have that issue because I actually, like, started, you know, reading about the toys that I was buying and putting inside of myself, because it's like, it's like caring about what you eat.
Exactly.
So if you're going to care about what you eat, do you not care about what you're putting inside yourself? Especially, and listen, I know we've all had some people inside of us that we wish we could take back.
We forget or.
But if it's going to be something that lives in your drawer,
then
you should take the time to invest in it and make sure that it lasts and doesn't fuck up your system.
Exactly. And plus, I mean, listen, some of these body safe toys that are coming out, the perks, the things that are on them that we've seen and stuff, so these new sensations and stuff, it's amazing. And they're always changing. They're always coming out with new stuff. And so I think it's kind of like, it's a continued fun experience. Like, I know it's really, really easy to grab, like, Old Faithful and to just have that one toy that you love. And we all have, like, the toy
that, of course,
you know, we love. Like,
but you also have to have the spice of life, because you don't want to get complacent now. You want to
get some fun extra stuff, try some new sensations and stuff, because you never know what you like until you try it. And I feel like when you're by yourself trying toys, you're way more likely to grab something and try a new sensation, because you're not like, how does my face look during sex when I try this? Or if I hate it and I end things right now and I want to take a break, is that going to ruin the mood? Like, it's just you. It's just those new sensations. And you can kind of explore from there.
Yeah. And I think it's, I have always said that I think that there's a lot of value, even if you're not a content creator, and especially just a woman out in the world.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, please masturbate. Like, what are we talking about? Like, I know so many women, and I have known so many women, who don't even own a sex toy. And I'm not saying that, like, you need to or whatever, but I'm talking, they're not even using fingers. And I'm like, girl, if you don't know what's going on with your body that's going to make you feel good and put you in a space, not even necessarily orgasming, but just putting yourself in the mode of, I'm feeling sexy, I'm feeling ready, I'm feeling myself, then you're also going to have a much better, more confident approach when it comes to actually having sex with a partner, because you already know what it is that's going to bring you to that point, instead of having to fake it. Because it's like, well, you don't do content, so why are you faking it? You should not be faking it.
That doesn't work. Touch me like this.
Yes.
Do it like this. Like, have that voice for yourself. And no, I agree. I was, I had started doing some, you know, I would get the extra toys, and I'd have friends that had never had any or whatever. And so I'd try to give them out, like, Christmas gifts.
And they're like, oh God.
What was that? Yeah. It was like, they were horrified. Some of them admitted they'd never had orgasms before. Like, And I'm talking full grown, you know, like, where they just had never had that connection with a partner, didn't know what to do. And I remember going, oh, am I desensitized? Because I've been in this industry so long that I think that's, like, appalling and not kind of common. And it's been wild to see just how common that is.
It's crazy. And then even when I think back, like, because before I got into the industry, like, I was raised, like, very conservative, very religious.
Yes.
As ironically, I come to find out a lot of people in the industry are.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. You try to overcorrect too much, and then all of a sudden, hey, we drink porn
now. Exactly. Like, what switched here?
But of course, you know, that's not everybody's experience. But I think that it is definitely common to, especially, I feel like if you're someone that does end up in the industry, no matter what way that is, as long as you keep it a part of your career, because I've been in it for, like, over 12 years now. Yeah. So I feel like if it wasn't for me, I would have just done something else.
You would have found out by this point.
If I had that divorce, I'd be like, well, I'll go sell real estate now, or, like, whatever, you know, but I like it. And I think, looking back, I was masturbating so long before I even knew that that's what it was. It's those realizations that you have right. once you get out of a space like that. And then yeah. you look back and you're like, oh, wait, like, so I wasn't just like humping my pillow for shits and gigs. Like,
right. it was, that wasn't just my thing. Like, I was going yeah. for something.
With, and like, yeah. why did I feel ashamed then that one time that my mom walked in?
Yeah.
And like, threw the pillow across the room. What?
Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah. No, it's true. It's so true. What's kind of fun, actually, you mentioned, I'll go off on a tangent.
Yeah, please.
You mentioned like humping and stuff like that. And what I've really enjoyed is that a lot of like the toy companies are starting to come out with toys that cater to that because what? That's how a lot of us Hang started.
On.
Yes.
Hang on.
Whether it's the grinders that attach to pillows with vibrators and stuff okay. like that, okay. or they have the actual pillowcases that are waterproof so that you can just go to town on them.
Crazy.
Like they have, and I'm like, oh, you're catering to the pillow humpers. Thank you. Yes. Like from the bottom of my heart.
I even get yeah. it down with a leg. Sometimes, you know, like especially because oh, yeah. you do like the girl and yes. stuff, and then yep. you can just grind on their leg like yeah. while you're fingering them
exactly.
and you get to see how pretty they look when you're making them come.
Right
it's crazy.
I know. People and I think grinding's so underestimated.
It's so underestimated. I'm like, I when I think back, I'm just like, damn, like that's why my powerful legs, like my whole life, because I'm always yes. like
yes, exactly.
And what's so funny too yeah. is like with a partner, I feel like it can be very sexy because
yes.
you're there, you're when I'm just with a pillow alone, people are like, please make a video. And I'm like, you don't want to see it.
Like, what this is it really between me and the pillow. this gets like, crazy over here.
I'm like, listen, I can fake it. I can get myself almost there, but you are not going to see the look on my face.
Right.
That, like my face is beet red. I'm like holding my breath like, oh, like
exactly.
It's like taking a shit.
All the
like,
muscles are tense and angry. Like, oh yeah.
You're done. Yep. You just laying there like, oh, what the hell?
Where am I?
Like, yes.
Exactly. Like,
it's not cute.
No, I always think that too with content. They're like, no, just do what you'd normally do.
I'm like,
just
do what you do in private.
You sure about that?
You'll never jerk off.
You sure about that? Like, this is what you asked for. Yeah. I can't be held accountable for this face. Like, no.
Oh God, because it's true. Like, even
yeah.
And I can have orgasms like, you know, like doing a live stream and
right.
you get the vibrator out and you get into it. But
yeah.
I'm still thinking about like what my face is doing. How my body looks, how
right.
the camera's positioned, checking the chat to make sure that I still look as hot as I think I do.
Exactly. Are they applauding? Yeah. We're good. We're
I'm
good.
Like, excuse yeah. me. No one's telling me how hot I am right now.
Hello, this angle.
Coming.
Yeah. Feedback.
When you're just on your own, you don't have to think about
no.
that. So it's like, it's a totally different orgasm that I can never show anyone.
Right. Yes.
Because it's like, unless you're by yourself and even like with a partner, like, yes, that's how I orgasm, but
yeah.
that's still a different face
no.
than masturbating alone because it's like sometimes it's hard.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
the level of feral I get privately versus like with another
crazy.
Human, it's a whole different ballpark. That is self care time.
I scream.
Yes.
I'm like, what's
exactly.
happened?
I'm saying words I don't even know.
Yeah, just fine. Making shit
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
It's like pick
yeah.
Latin in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is she doing?
She's summoning something in there. Oh my God.
That's what I was
like, yeah. The dildo circle. Like,
not
yeah.
me during the lunar eclipse, just yeah. like grinding my pillow, screaming incantations.
Oh, don't worry. She's just summoning a new toy. It'll be her. Shortly.
That's a neighborhood witch over there.
Yeah, exactly. Go off. Yeah. No, it's so true though that private time is like mm-hmm. so essential to just
yeah.
let go and enjoy. Yeah. And when I like found that so many people weren't doing, I'm like, please do this for yourself. This is self-care.
It's so important
yeah.
to do that and to look after yourself because even hearing women like, listen, I know that if like as women, if you're in a heterosexual relationship, it's typically like this is kind of just how our brains work. Like we want to be the only object of your affection.
Right.
But as performers, especially,
yeah.
I know how men think.
Yes.
It's like, you know, you have Old Faithful. But then you want to try a dildo cord, and then
you
want
to
try
cord.
A mushroom,
uh-huh.
and you just want to use this thing that like thrusts into you, and you don't know, just hands free.
Listen, that's okay.
Hands.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
But it's like that's just not—it's not realistic
right.
to expect your partner because it's like even if you are in a relationship where you love your partner, you're
yeah.
super attracted to your partner,
yeah, yeah.
you can't tell me that you've never noticed another attractive person.
No. I feel like there's some power in being able to share that with your partner too.
Yeah.
And to acknowledge somebody's beauty. You're
mm-hmm.
like, I'm acknowledging this person is hot.
Yeah.
I'm acknowledging that, oh my God, doesn't mean that Yeah. If that's not our language and that's not our agreement, then I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
You can still have that be part of the fantasy. Like,
yeah.
I know a lot of couples they don't do this necessarily, but I love watching porn with my partner because I really feel like it's a fun way to just kind of get in the mood, to have that fun. I know that it's like watching a race car, you know, trying to learn how to drive. Like, it should, it's not exactly, but you know, I think that there's that fun fantasy where you can, there are ways to cater to that and to enjoy that with your partner without, you know, if you don't want to be open or you don't want to do that,
but exactly,
you can still acknowledge the, like, the attraction.
And maybe, like you said, you don't want to watch it with your partner, but you don't have to necessarily be involved. But I think that that's another thing that I've seen too, is like people getting mad when they find their partner masturbating.
Right.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out. And it's like, okay, so listen.
Yeah.
They're always going to masturbate. You wouldn't be upset about it if you were taking care of yourself.
Right.
Because here's the thing. It's like, maybe you don't have the ability to communicate or not comfortable with that, but that is such an important part of having a healthy sex life. And I've said this so many times, is that you have to talk about it. And it's like, you don't have to be into necessarily the same thing. You don't have to like watch porn with them. You don't have to jerk off together. You don't have to masturbate together. But making sure that you are also taking care of yourself sexually, you're also going to have your own fantasies start playing out. Maybe you will think of something that you want to do with your partner, that you wish your partner would do to you, that you can then talk to your partner
find that
about.
Voice.
Like, it's just crazy to me because I'm like, and that's the way that I see it, as it's more like the people who are more concerned about finding their partner masturbating and that, oh, I'm not the only one for you. It's like, well, you are the only one for them in this relationship.
Right.
But people, you get bored. It'd be like, do you want to just eat chicken and rice every single day? Like,
yeah, like it's not, have a little bit of that. And and you should be allowed to have that time to yourself.
Yes.
To pleasure yourself and do that. As we were mentioning, it being like a self-care. And as you know, there's so many people that go, oh, I can't talk about that with my partner. Or I can't breach that.
It's not
like,
the partner for you.
Who can you need... talk to if
exactly.
not the person you are having sex with
yes.
about your sexual preferences? If you can't bring that to the table, that's a problem.
It is a problem.
That is something that needs to be worked on.
And I've said that before because I mean, I've talked about this on previous episodes as well.
Yeah.
But my first husband, it was just everything that he wanted.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what I wanted, or if I thought that I knew what I wanted, it was shut down, or if I tried to make a stance on something. And as I have said so many times, and if you have just said now, you need to have the ability to talk to your partner about sex, or you should not be having sex.
Agreed. Agreed. Completely.
Like, because that's not healthy. And you don't have to like talk it to death. You don't have to get into every little detail.
No.
But if you are uncomfortable with something, if your boundaries are not being respected, and if you just have something that you thought of that you don't feel comfortable bringing up to your partner, then you need to try to examine why the fuck that is, because that is very unhealthy and that can just end up being the rest of your life.
Exactly. Especially if there's a certain kink or a fetish or something that you really enjoy that you feel like you need to orgasm and you can't relay that to somebody and you're having to, you know, like find it elsewhere because that's your kink. That's what you're enjoying and stuff. Like,
yeah.
You have to be able to talk that with someone. And I know that it can be hard with certain things that people might like that they think they're going to be judged on and stuff. But you don't know until you've asked somebody and have planted that seed even.
And the way that I see it, too, is like I think that sex does need to be more talked about. But it's one of those things that if you're embarrassed to talk about it, that's one thing. But from experience, if you think that you're going to be judged by the person that you are supposed to be partnered with, that you are in a loving relationship with, if you are in a sexual relationship with them, and they judge you or make you feel bad or like tear you down for something that you are being vulnerable about,
right,
then good, because yeah, you should not be with them.
Right.
Like, better to know it. Better to know it early on than 20 years down the line when you're like, here's, what do I do now? It's like, well, you didn't talk about it.
Exactly.
And you can make the change then, but isn't it better to do it earlier on than to have like way more heartbreak later? And this whole idea of like, well, I'll never be able to find anyone else. It's like, I used to think that too. And guess what? I've massively upgraded.
Yeah.
So it's not... like, it's,
exactly,
there's always someone out there for you, whatever your weird fucking kink, whatever, even if it's not a kink, even if it's not sexually,
right,
if you're just weird, there's someone out there who's gonna somebody be like, who's God gonna damn,
love that weirdness, and is gonna share it with you.
You're gonna, they're pre-cum all over the damn place for you, like,
oh my God. And I used to in relationships be the one that was shut down, and so it's very weird for me now in this position of preaching to people to like freaking talk to their partners about sex that I was the one who refused to talk about sex growing up.
But
religion same, and you know, it's, yeah,
my period was a total surprise to me. I was like, what the fuck is happening? What's, like, there's,
I'm dying,
so much random stuff and nothing, like, you knew nothing about sex. Right. That's probably why I got into the abusive relationship that I did, because I just didn't have the knowledge available to me. So when you're people who have gone through something like that in a relationship, when you come out the other side and you find yourself healing, you're like, well, goddamn, if someone had just told this to me
earlier on.
So then you become like your own prophet. You're like, so
I'm going to have to get 10,000 toys and I'm going to have to really break this in now that I've breached all this and I'll tell you all about. But it's true. I know now I'm like, I have that voice sometimes in the back of my head when I'm telling people like, what? No, you deserve self-pleasure. And it's like, well, you really... wish you'd have heard that, or like earlier.
Like, think about all the orgasms you faked for no reason.
Exactly.
Think about all the heartache and just like the feeling of inadequacy and just the
just
fear
being fine
of being
with
judged.
Never
or, yeah,
just
that too.
Being fine with like, yeah.
Oh, you. So in 10 years, you're gonna eat my pussy once, and it's gonna be bad.
Right.
That's fine.
Oh, weird.
That's
yeah,
cool.
That's
I don't think I even like having my pussy eat. And you start rationalizing it. You're like, I don't like coming.
Right.
I don't care about that. I don't care about
that. No, and a lot of people that I've met that have been in, you know, sexless relationships or in relationships where they felt that way, they end up thinking, some of them perhaps absolutely are, but they end up starting to think they're more asexual. They're like, I am just not attracted to anyone. Like, I've got no libido. Like, it's just been kind of beaten out of them sometimes in these relationships where they really feel numb towards it. And it's like, it hurts to see that.
Yes.
Because that is so painful long term and so hard to break out of, and
yeah,
liberating when you do, but it's like, I don't know, I feel like that's very common as well.
I spent so many years of my life dissociating from sexual situations, like with put on me by my last partnership, and I was so detached from sex that I was like, oh, I love being in the adult industry because it's so easy and like, who cares? And
right,
I don't care because my body isn't being respected. So why should I give a fuck? I might as well make money.
Yeah.
And he put me in this anyway. And like, this is the only way that I have value as a person.
Right.
But coming out the other side of that and then realizing that like, oh, this was a huge cycle of abuse that I just explained away. I didn't care about myself at all because I was not cared for.
Yeah.
And I started to believe that I did not deserve to be cared for or to be respected, or that I did have any value outside of what my body could do for someone else.
Right.
That I didn't even know what I'm like, what do I like? Like what
is it like outside of this?
Yes.
Like,
and it's this whole rediscovery. So whether you're in a relationship or you're single, I think it's very important to do the exploring with yourself, with all of those things, because otherwise you can, if you maybe were in that before, you can end up in it again, or you start like feeling this need. I feel like some people feel like they can't be alone.
Yes.
And I think that there's a lot of value to be had in enjoying time alone.
Whether
with
you just
yourself.
Get to have an ugly face. Like, you just get to have whatever face you're sitting there with, or, you know, sit however you want, do whatever you want, play with whatever you want. 100% agree. Like, that alone time is different. Even if you're sitting next to somebody that you love so dearly and you are enjoying that alone time with them, I still think it's important to shut a door.
It is.
And have just a little bit of just you and yourself and connecting more with yourself that way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because it's like, I think that there is a huge fear, of course, and I think like everybody to some point fears being alone or being alone for too long or all of that. But if you like, and I was this person too, like when I was younger, like I was homeschooled, so I was very much used to being alone.
Right.
You still crave people and like to have relationships and friendships, but I had a lot of alone time, and I really liked it. And then I got into this relationship. I was like, oh, I can't be alone. I don't know how to be alone anymore because I had no separation from this person. I had no time set aside to process.
That's going to be so jarring after like having so much. Yeah.
Yeah. I turned into a raging alcoholic. So that's what I'm drinking.
You're like, it totally. Yeah.
Because I'm like, I have to shut off all of these questions in my head of like who I am, what I like, what I, cause I don't know. I have no idea. Like all of my 20s was here's what you are. And I was like, sick. Okay. That's
I'll
who
just
I
go
am.
Along with this till I don't, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. And you just shut yourself off from that. So I think that like coming out the other side of that and doing a lot of work on yourself, I think it's super important to figure out what it is that you like, not just sexually, but definitely sexually as well. Because it's like, if you know how to take care of yourself, to self-care, to please yourself sexually, to enjoy your own company, to find something that like takes your interests that no one else can take away from you.
Yes. Yeah.
Then by the time that you're ready to be like, okay, maybe I can welcome another person into this, you already have your boundaries. You already know what you will and will not tolerate.
Touch me like this. I don't like this. Mm-hmm. 100%. And I feel like for those who are a bit shy about self-pleasure, so many people focus on the big O. But there are so many other benefits that your body gives you when you orgasm, whether you're looking to sleep, whether you're looking for stress relief, whether you're looking to just kind of be able to space out, muscle relaxation, like all of these different like stress hormones.
Leg workout if you're humping something.
Exactly. Like, yes, if you're humping something, hell yeah. But like, it's the same sort of endorphins that are released when you laugh with somebody or when you orgasm. And so I also think that when you're in the bedroom with somebody, like segueing over to, but like when you're in the bedroom, people get so worried that they're going to mess up and laugh or that something's going to be silly.
I love laughing.
I'm like, if you're getting the same benefit from laughing with your partner as you are from an orgasm, how is that a loss?
Yeah.
Like all of these good things are happening. You're feeling all that serotonin and oxytocin and doing all that fun
and
stuff.
And if you laugh, you're clenching. So it's, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh my God. Yeah. Then you like get that gorilla grip and it's great. So no, 100%. I'm like, you know, if it's not about the pleasure, take that self-care for something else then. Take it for a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
Take it for just like to clear your brain for a little bit of the to-do lists and stuff.
You always hear about like guys with their post-nut clarity.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We have that too.
It's like, so it's, real.
It's not necessarily clarity about a situation, but I do this, I call it masturbating.
Okay.
And I masturbate thinking about what I want to do, what I want to accomplish, or like something very specific.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
And I don't know why, but I come so fucking hard. And then it all happens. So it's like,
That manifestation orgasm kind of mix.
But it is that thing where you lay there then and you're like, oh, wait, I knew the answer all along.
My God,
like,
it's come to me.
Yeah. Or it's like you start getting really grumpy, really down about this. And you just want to take it out on your clit, you know? Oh, and then you're done with it. You're like, oh, I feel fucking better
I don't have to fight somebody now. Exactly. This is great.
No more road rage today.
I know. This is good. I just need to go home and like work one out or two or ten.
But see, that's the thing with Karens. They're not masturbating.
Right.
That's why they're listen.
That's true.
If you're yelling at someone in customer service,
you haven't had nearly enough orgasms.
You probably haven't come in 10 years. Yeah. I would think.
I would think so too.
Like we just need to, maybe that can be an outreach program for Peep Show Toys. Come for Karen.
Come for Karen.
Come. Wait.
Let's see. I like this. We don't support you talking to the manager.
Calm the Karens.
Calm the Karens.
The Calm the Karens campaign. We have to start like shipping out toys to be like, all right,
I can
so
hear that, like,
here's this viral video.
The
exactly.
Like, they need this.
You get a viral video. Some Karen is just losing it on customer service. Let's say it's a cashier, right?
Yeah.
You reach out. All right. Find her name.
Yes.
You reach out. You're like, listen, ma'am, I know what will solve all of your problems. Have you heard of the dildicorn?
Yes. Here you go.
You fucking need this shit.
You need this more than anybody.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the more that orgasms are shared amongst those old angry women, the less problems the world will have. If more women were orgasming,
oh my God.
Listen, things would be a
It would be
much
a beautiful world. Beautiful world. 100% agree.
Yeah, I think so too. Oh,
and I know that toys for like just for like women in general have just evolved against so much, like we're saying with all these new sensations, but they have for men too.
Yeah.
Like I always hear guys are like, you know, there's no toys for guys. And I'm like, oh, there's toys for guys. May not be some of them is as, you know, sensational as some of these things are, but there are some really awesome technologies with those coming out, and the self-thrusting and the like app-enabled like stuff. Oh, my God.
I work with the Kiru company from Amsterdam, and they are advancing stuff all the time. Oh, they just updated my stroker with this like new suction technology, and it's crazy, and it just syncs to content. And it's like, and of course, like I understand too, even with guys, it's like, well, I don't need a toy. I like it this way, but maybe.
But have you tried it with a toy? Have you?
Do you remember back in the, I'm sure they still make them, but Tenga eggs.
Yes.
Because when those first came out, they sent me a bunch of them, and I would like do little care packages.
And they're all in the little egg carton and stuff. Oh yeah. It's so cute.
So cute. And those are like kind of, you know, single use things. Although I heard of a couple people using them more than once. Yeah. Don't recommend. Yes. Like, I don't know how clean you're getting those things.
Like, oh, I got it right here.
I can't speak to their porousness or not. So maybe only one time use. Yeah.
Exactly.
Look at it as a one night stand and just throw it away for the safety of mankind.
But try it. Do yourself a favor and try a toy.
Yeah. Or even like, you're like, well, maybe you just want to use something during sex. And here's the fun thing. Even if it's not for guys, I know that even some guys who maybe would use something like a stroker or whatever, they don't want a toy with their partner.
Right.
And I'm like, but por qué?
Why? Like, why not a blowjob pauser? Right? You know, like a handjob like helper.
Like I don't know, maybe a cock ring that vibrates. Right. Or if you're like in mish and you can like sit up a little bit, put a vibrator on the clit. It's a sensation for both of you.
Oh my God, yes.
It's like. And also, it's less work. Like, guys are always like, oh, well, it only lasted this long because, oh, it's so hard. You don't have to, like, thrust, like, you're pounding down concrete. Oh,
and I feel like so many people think that, like, they're being replaced. No, this is a teammate. This is an addition to everything.
Like, tap me in, coach. Exactly. Like, I got this.
Like, this is just an extra sensation. Like, you just enjoy it. And I feel like there's also a lot of guys who get so in their head about not being able to get hard and stay hard. And there are toys to freaking help with that help both. Like, you know, get your penis pump a little, put that cock ring to restrict the blood flow. You would be surprised what you can do there. Instead of being like all in your thoughts. I can't imagine what it's like being a guy being constantly like worried about that during play and having to think about that. Just an extra mental load when you're supposed to be enjoying.
But no, and I agree. And the fun thing about that too, like I think that this is something that I would personally recommend to men is like, I feel like often like you're worried about what if I lose my erection or what if I can't get hard to begin with or what if I come too quick? Do you know what you're thinking about? Is just yourself.
Right.
Which is like, I understand that you're worried about or nervous about performing well, but you're not performing.
Right.
You're having sex. Yeah. You're enjoying something together. If you don't just think about when you're going to come, if it's going to be too soon or how hard you're going to be, maybe you're thinking about, I don't know, the pussy or the butthole in front of you.
Exactly.
And then you're worried about more, what can I do to make them? So maybe you're having trouble getting hard. Pull out a fucking vibrator. Exactly. Pull out a dildo. Get things ready. I don't know. Good. Eat the pussy.
Right.
I don't know why so many people are so versed.
Do it twice.
Eating the
Do
pussy.
It three times. By the time it's up, maybe you won't have any.
Like, maybe you'll be so turned on from watching your partner
enjoy themselves. Yeah.
Because, like, listen, it's a team effort, especially if you're going to sit there and jerk off, then you're not worried about, oh, I'm getting hard or I'm not getting hard. Or what if I come too quick? Like,
no,
you're just thinking
about
your hand.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And that's cool. But if you're having a partner in play, then just like with communication in the bedroom, you should be thinking about your partner's orgasm. Like when I go into a sexual situation, especially with my partner, I'm not thinking about like, damn, what if my boob looks weird? And what if this? I'm thinking about like, I'm going to make him make some noises.
Yep.
Like, that's what you should be going
you're
into.
You're mine for this next time. Like,
hope you don't have any plans because
exactly.
You're stuck here.
You're booked. You're done. It's true. It's so true. I love that exploration in the bedroom, and I love it when partners start to explore. And I love it when they discover that toys can be used by both of them.
Yeah.
Like, how many people gender vibrators?
Yeah.
Come on. Like my husband, he'll take that Hitachi and use it all day ever. That is an equal opportunity toy in our house.
We all have bad habits and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, see, no smoke. A delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND. What does he like?
Underneath like the shaft and stuff, and like a little bit like mm-hmm. on the scrotum, like a little of that.
And if that's a little too intense for some people, I gotta say, for the under the scrot,
yeah.
Listen, one of those little bullet vibrators. Ooh. I got one from Honey Burdette. It looks like a little lipstick, and it's just real small, yeah. really taint worthy, and it's not too intense. So especially right. if you're new to that kind of sensation. And listen, I know that some people are never going to explore inside of their butthole as men, and that's totally cool, but that's not your butthole, that's your taint. So don't worry about it. Like yeah. you don't have to push it up inside. It's just a nice little vibration, because just
give a little something extra.
Listen, you always hear guys with toys, you know, and not always, not all men, but yep. you get all that thing of like, well, it's just so easy for them because they have these toys that like vibrate. It's like, use her toys.
It's fine. That vibration feels good for you too.
You won't be surprised how easy it is for you too.
Exactly. Just, guys, you got sensitive nipples too. Have yeah. fun. Like, come on. It's all good. No, 100%. Yeah. I mean, that magic wand, please, if you're listening to this and you're thinking of starting with it, no, that's like revving up an engine, okay?
Yeah, like, that's yeah. like hopping up. That's being like, I've never used a sex toy as a woman and now I'm going to get on a Sibian.
Exactly. Like, don't scare yourself off it. I agree. Start with like a little bullet, yeah. something small, some like exploration, maybe like a vibrating stroker or something.
Yeah, like, but you don't want to go full throttle. Like, I'm sure that you've used a Sibian or a Motor Bunny or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day with Cam, oh my God, it sounded like a biplane was you like flying through the room.
I had an apartment and I was on the top floor and shaking oh my the whole God. Building. And we'd do Cam parties. Like, the girls would be like four or five of us, right? I'm surprised we didn't like shut the breaker off, putting in all oh those like God. Hitachis and those Sibians and stuff. It was
we've all blown a breaker a back in the day once yeah, or twice if you put a cam on.
Ooh, it was like crazy business. I don't know how I didn't get kicked out of it, because yeah, you can hear that from like across the street. There's no joke. Your whole door's like shaking.
It's like, wait, are they doing construction up there? Like, it is midnight. Yeah. What's going
on? You sound like they're really enjoying yeah, that construction.
That's a great remodel. Yeah, it looks God. Like in there.
Exactly. Wow. Great.
Oh, you know, God.
Tune in to Chatterbait to find out. Yeah. But no, I hear you. Those are freaking
how long
massive.
Have you done, I'm sorry, maybe you did mention this and yeah. it just like brushed over, but yeah. how long have you done content creation camming?
It's been about 13 years now.
Okay.
So it's been, a while. Nothing mainstream, but yeah, but yeah. all the campsites all yeah. the time. It was kind of one of those things where I was, you know, living out of an Airbnb in Seattle and kind of hating my life and yeah. out of like a long relationship and stuff. And I sat there and I watched it and I felt like I fell in love. Mm-hmm. Watching these like powerful, sexy women owning their room and setting it up and stuff. And I was like, that appeals to me. Like, it did. Mm-hmm. There was no part of it that made me feel hesitant. And so I really feel like it's an avenue that I love. That's it's great. Transformed. I mean, when I started, it was very yeah. much like, you know, girl, like the whole party thing. Now it's a little bit more like dominating and like SPH, SPE sort of, you know, it changes a little.
We gotta make some content yeah. together. Like, it's funny that you say that, because that's also a niche that
I think you speak this language. Yeah, you know.
It was very much back in the day, like when yeah. I first started camming, I did as many girl shows as possible. I'm just like, fucking everyone. I don't give a fuck. Like, but also it was fun for me because at the time with my old partner, I would get to go to a hotel for a weekend. And be away
and just
and have all the
whatever.
Beautiful girlness
yeah.
and just drink and fucking stream and make content and explore the city. And it was So fun.
That rush of like women, that rush of money, that rush of like that partnership that you get. Yeah. Oh,
and you're just so good. Thinking of like, what's the show going to be? Exactly. And you're getting excited.
What if we make this much? What if we do this? What if we do that? It's so much fun. Yeah. There's something about that. And I feel like when we started, it was a whole different vibe. Too. Yeah. That was like
such
a prime time for that.
Girl,
peak camming.
I was looking at, I don't know if you do you still like cam?
I do, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Cause I was big on MFC.
Yes.
And I remember my rooms used to get up to like I did with Gia Peach. I don't think she's still in the industry anymore, but I did her first girl show on MFC. I think we had like 18,000 to 20,000 viewers in the room. I would have just a Saturday morning during one of my streams. I'm looking at 1,000 to 5,000, depending on my level of naked. And I looked at the top rooms a couple weeks ago and I was like, the top room is like 226.
Right. Right. And I feel like that's across the board. Yeah. I feel like it's across the board.
Do you think it's oversaturation in like all the new sites that have come out? Or do you think that it's just not as popular because of OnlyFans?
I do think that there are a lot of the new sites. I know a lot of people would disagree with me, but I do believe that COVID changed the demographic a little, the whole world a little bit.
Yeah, because OnlyFans went from like something I just kind of had to something the peak that everyone has now. Even if you've like never really shot content or if you're not showing your face or anything.
And I'm sure you get this a lot. It's terrible. When everybody messaged you like, how can I make some quick money off feet pics with never showing my face? Like that was the vibe for a very long time with people, is that they all thought that. I think that was what was going on and what they could do without understanding anything about how to navigate.
Especially with a site
that.
Like OnlyFans, because they don't bring any traffic to you.
Right.
You
bring have to the do traffic. Everything.
So do you want to do feet stuff? Then you have to start like a whole account on social media just to start doing teasing feet stuff.
And you
to direct
to
a place that you're going to get.
Exactly. And so I feel like so many people signed up. Everyone was working from home. It was easier. It was better. People kind of, I think a lot of people wanted to like escape roommates and boyfriends and whatever.
Yeah, which
do
I totally
get. And so I think that shifted things just a little bit with that, for sure. Like right now, I'm a firm believer in streaming on multiple platforms at the same time. Mm-hmm. And that has been like the only way that I've been able to see that same vibe that was there like 8 years ago and beyond.
That would stress me out so much because I've like thought about going back to a bit more streaming other than just on my OnlyFans. Right. But I'm so used to like either the OnlyFans or the MFC streams where it's your room and you can focus on what people are saying. You can give the individualized attention. And when you're on multiple sites at once, I'm like, I don't know how I would keep up with like what that someone's saying in this chat room versus this one.
And it is definitely spread thin.
Yeah.
And I feel like in a lot of cases, like if you're in it and you're like, listen, I got like a limited amount of time or a vibe that I'm doing, or if you're doing like just, I think, domination or something, it's like easier to navigate it that way. But I also think that like some models believe the users can't pick up on their vibe, or if they're spread thin or if they're tired, and it's like, no,
they can tell.
Nobody's dumb out there. They can tell if you're kind of scattered all over the place and stuff. So I agree. Like you have to be like dedicated to that or really dedicated to that one-on-one, because I think that's what people love the most when they go into the cam rooms. They want to talk directly to you.
That was always my favorite thing about it, is feeling like you had your own little private bubble of the internet that people just came into. And if someone was a troll, you got to boot them out because you're just like, bye.
Or I don't like your vibe, you're done.
Yeah, or just like, you know, verbally rip them apart and then kick them out.
Which
or
is
like,
always fun.
Have people pay to kick them out. Exactly. And then you're making money and it's funny. And like, whatever.
Yes.
But like something that I've really liked about doing OnlyFans, because I kind of transitioned out of camming during my divorce because there was a whole bunch of drama with all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So I was like, this is even better, because every single day I would spend fucking 8 to 12 hours on cam, like doing long ass streams, or stream in the morning, take a break, stream again at night.
Yeah.
Like just always had to be on and ready. And what's cool about OnlyFans is that I get to talk almost more individually to more people, but I get to create individualized content for people. Customs weren't really a big thing for me on my free cams. Like I didn't have the time for one. And even now, like, oh my God, it's so hard to keep up with like the customs, because it's like, it's whole new, a different level of content creation that I never even thought that it would turn into.
Or the 10-page scripts and the angles and the outfits.
I've had to set some limits on like time and detail, because I'm like, listen, there's only so much I can do, especially when I'm mostly shooting it myself.
Like I cannot memorize this movie script for you. I'm sorry.
It's a lot going on. It's going to be a lot more money if you want me to like fully script this out.
Yep. Yep.
But it's fun to be able to express my creativity that way,
yeah.
But then also give that more individualized attention, which I feel like is something that I loved so much from the camming days. But now I still kind of get that from the people that I'm individually talking to
yes.
when I come and bring them together for a stream.
Because, you know, oh, that's Joe, and Joe likes my yeah. stuff, and Joe's here because he wants me to say this. Exactly. Or, you know, like it's, yes, yeah. I agree with you. Like there is a lot more of that relationship mm-hmm. with individuals.
And that's what people like that. Crave, especially I feel like for me, I'm kind of like a loner person. I yeah. don't leave my house very often. I make content.
I hear it.
I do all that. You know what yeah. I mean? But there's a lot of people who enjoy consuming the content of creators like us who are also people like that, where right. it's like social anxiety, whether it's yes. not even just talking to women, but just people fucking in general.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, I'm more comfortable at home, or I'm not comfortable sharing this kink or this fetish yep. that I have with the people in my life, but I'm comfortable sharing it with you because right. as familiar as we are, there's a wall, there's a barrier.
Green.
And you yes. don't have to be your full authentic self, mm-mm. but you get to show me bits and pieces of your authentic self that you can't show other people, which I think
it makes it huge special.
Value to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I feel like users, a lot of them will generalize like, oh, I'm not important. I'm not, but it's like, no, we remember you.
Yeah.
It's like, we remember what you like. Yeah. We remember those conversations that we had and mm-hmm. that fun time and stuff. Like it really is so personalized. And I think, even right now in the world, that's so important.
Yeah.
That people can have that connection with somebody else. And, yeah. and if they don't have it at home, you know?
And I think that like, you know, there's also this talk of like AI taking over and changing everything and all that kind of stuff. And I know that everything is going to change, but that's the thing is you can't stop it from happening. It's all changing. It's all evolving. But as much as people do have fun, I think with things like AI chatbots and all of that,
yeah.
there is, and they can remember a lot about you. There's never going to be that knowledge with an AI, especially okay. knowing that it's an AI and going yeah. on AI platforms, that it's not me. It's not
right.
you.
Right.
It's not an actual person instead of a string of numbers and data
yeah.
that is just cataloging everything you said. It's like people do find value in having you as a human being.
Go, how was your
remember
day?
Remember things yeah. about their life because yeah. that's what we all want, whether right. it's like from a relationship or a friendship or anything like that. You want people to remember things about you because it feels fucking good.
It feels so good to be heard.
Yes.
It feels so good to be heard. Yeah, I completely agree. And it's always been hard for me, like explaining it to even family members and stuff like that, like the appeal of camming and how there mm-hmm. is that connection. Because I think until you're in it and until you've had a conversation with a model, it's so easily to put everybody in a box.
Yeah.
And think that, nope, this is just like, you know, men using women, women using men or whatever and stuff. And like without like going, no, like there is a community mm-hmm. that is a part of camming and a part of this that does work both ways and is really fun. And also the people you meet in the community, like other performers too.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Watch like meeting women, like you like just empowered women that know what they like, that are learning what they like, that have that voice and stuff, because there needs to be more of us. And I yeah. feel like in this industry, it's so nice to find groups of like-minded people that yeah. value sex and also those relationships.
Yeah. And I don't think it's like that dissimilar from people who like to go to Comic-Con or have like right. their own nerdy communities. It's yeah. like, it's just a different kind of, we're community. Sex nerds.
Yeah.
Like we are sex nerds.
Yes.
I don't know what to tell you because yeah. it's like, and I think that that's something that's interesting because it is like-minded people, whether you are a fan of it or a creator, because yeah. not everybody is going to, even if you like porn, for instance,
yeah.
you're not necessarily going to be someone who wants to subscribe to a profile or to watch right. a cam stream because it's not your jam.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's cool, but that's why it's not for you. It's like no
there's
one's
so many different flavors yeah, to choose from.
Yeah, we're not being like, you have to come see us and tip us yes. and spend money. Like, it's not, that's not what it is.
It's Sunday.
Just like, you're yeah. going to do it if you want to do it, and that's cool. And if you feel accepted and yeah. heard in those areas that you're in, then you're going to feel less weird and like repressed in your own personal life outside of the internet, which I think is, there's a huge value to that.
I definitely agree with that. I feel like camming, at least for me, was how I found any sort of confidence Yeah. Like starting it, I had not. Yeah, it really does so many things for you. I think that are so positive. They also, yeah. Of course, there are situations in which it can do negative. You know, there course, are some people like, but that's everywhere. With everything. Exactly. Yeah. And
all life lessons.
Yeah, truly, truly. And I think that these sites are, you know, they're definitely popping up everywhere. And yeah. So I do think that there are a lot more people getting into it.
Yeah. It is a thing too, where it's like, oversaturation in the market, but yeah. It's also like there's a lot of people who try it and they do it for maybe 6 months, maybe a year, and they're right. Like, oh, not for me.
Yes.
And then there's people who do it 12, 13, yep. 15, yeah. Whatever, keep counting exactly. Up the years. And I think that also kind of shows that we do have a passion and a love for what we yeah. Do, like not just us, but other people who have spent any significant amount of time.
Right.
So I think that it's good to be able to explore that with people yeah. Who are happy exploring themselves.
And I think it's fun being able to come and talk to people too, because you can educate them about sex. You can mm-hmm. Educate them about these things. Like it's almost like a little training run with them. Like, hey, yeah. You guys use toys? Do you use things? Like what's mm-hmm. Going on? Are you able to voice that? All the stuff we've been talking about before. Like those are conversations that can be had with users in a room too. And, mm-hmm. and open some eyes.
And I've talked with some guys too, where it's like, oh, I didn't have the confidence to talk to this person or ask yeah. This person out, or confidence around sex. And then they're like, I'm quitting OnlyFans, or I'm not coming back to the campsite or whatever yeah. Because I found a partner, or right. I have outgrown this in a way. And you know what? I'm like, fuck yeah.
Go
I'm glad,
for it. Yeah.
I'm glad that you outgrew it. Fly. Because you learned something, yeah. You know, about yourself. And I yeah. Think that's super important. I would rather someone never come tip me again
yes.
Than continue feeling like they don't have a space in the world.
Agreed. No, so. I think it can be a very beautiful thing for yeah. Them too.
Okay. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about with Peep Show Toys or to
yeah,
promote or
So I just wanted to just do a little shameless plug about them. I think it would be great. Please. Yeah.
Go for it.
So yeah, I definitely want to say, like, if you are somebody who is looking to get into toys, if you are someone, even if you're a toy enthusiast and you want to get something that is going to be good for your body, and that has been chosen and really researched by the group, check out Peep Show Toys. They sell, again, only body safe, non-porous toys, tons of educational material too. Like if there Very is a important. Toy, yeah, and you don't know how to work it, which is so valid, because some of these toys I look at and I've been using them for 10 years and I still don't know what some of these ones
you
do.
You have to pull out the manual.
Yeah, like, all right. But there's a lot of that educational material, and everyone there it really cares about people getting the right toys in their hands, getting that good feel, enjoying that fantasy, and being able to grow within themselves. And so I really think that if you've been curious about toys, that you should just give it a try.
You
Give
definitely
it a go.
Should. And there is a yes. Link in the description, actually, to go check out Peep Show Toys. And where can they follow you as well?
Yes. You can follow me on any social media, Tani Seren. And yeah, that's a X and Instagram.
All
and
the things.
All and OnlyFans, all that stuff. So. Yeah.
Well, that will also be linked in the description. This has been awesome.
Yeah.
Thank
no,
you so
I,
much
thank
for coming.
You. Yeah.
That passed like so quick. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, no, that was great. I so appreciate you having me. And this has been awesome.
Awesome.
So.
It has been great. And we'll yeah. Have to link up for some femdom
oh, for sure.
Content.
I know.
I'm seeing some femdom and latex in our
that.
Future.
I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. That. Watch out. Oh, yeah.
So your guys' homework for today, should you choose to accept it, is to go check out peepshowtoys.com and try something for yourself, for a loved one. For someone that you don't love, but you're fucking?
Yeah.
Like, just explore. Yes. Explore yourself. Explore your sexuality. Explore all yeah. Of the toys that are available for you to do so. And you can follow the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. Please also, once again, check the description to find where you can follow Tani as well. You can follow me on Instagram at ThisRedheadIsSFW. And please be liking, be subscribing, be sharing with a friend, leaving a comment and a rating, all of that good stuff. And I don't know, we will see you Monday. Do you know Thanks. What C-U-M spells? Can you say it into the camera right there?
Come.
100% Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, and produced by David Warren.